The scripture reading this morning is the lectionary gospel for today. It comes from the gospel of John, the 18th chapter, the 33rd and following verses. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." You may be thinking, it's almost Advent next Sunday. What on earth are you talking about? Pontius Pilate between Thanksgiving and Advent? I asked myself that same question. And I came up with the sermon title. Turn to your sermon. This one, I didn't make a mistake on this one like last time. The end of the beginning of the end. And it really is. It really is the beginning of the end of the beginning. Jesus' birth through Jesus' death and subsequent resurrection is the story of God stepping into history. Our calendars mark this, B.C., before Christ. Now the new one says C.E., but the real calendars say A.D. That doesn't mean after death, if some think, because that would leave a period of 32 years without a calendar. It means Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And this whole book, I mean, this whole Bible, which is, well, now it's held together with tape, but this whole book is the story of God's relationship with creation, isn't it? That's what it is. From Genesis to Revelation, it's the story of the faith journey of a people. It's the story of the faith journey of a people who saw themselves as chosen. Famous playwright in one of his plays one time remarked with the line, "How odd of God to choose the Jews." They saw themselves as chosen, not necessarily chosen as the favorite, but chosen as called to a purpose. And these folks are our spiritual ancestors, if not our genetic ancestors. So, okay, where was I? Oh yes, Pontius Pilate. That's today's passage. He asked Jesus a very pointed question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" For you see, this was a time in which the Jews of Jerusalem and elsewhere were desperately looking for a king. They were hoping for a king in the lineage of David, one who would come to lead them to freedom once again. Pilate's question to Jesus was a dangerous one. Are you the one that the Jews will follow in an insurrection against the Roman Empire? That was the question, wasn't it? People ever since have similarly asked about Jesus. Are you really who you say you are? In the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, they say, Jesus, they say you're the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ. Do you think you're who they say you are? Jesus turned the question around on Pilate. Did you ask this on your own, or did someone tell you to ask me that? Questions of faith are not the same as asking a simple question, does 2 plus 2 equal 4? Well, your answer is yes. Or if you're a number geek, you might answer with, it depends on whether you're in base 10 or not. No, it's not a question of faith, is it? 2 plus 2 equals 4, end of story, we're done. Faith, though, particularly questions of faith, involve risk, don't they? You cannot proof text your way into the Christian faith. You can believe the Bible as an adequate witness, but there comes a point where you must take, what do they call it? A leap of faith, mustn't you? Pilate responded to Jesus, am I a Jew? Your own people handed you over to me. He thought that was the only answer to his supposed question, are you the king of the Jews? Pilate was a cunningly smart, no-nonsense sort of guy. If Jesus did not have a throne and loyal subjects willing to fight for his kingdom, then he was simply no king at all. Jesus answered simply, my kingship is not of this world. Here is the central core of the audacious claim of our faith as Christians. Is the sticks and stones reality of this world that we inhabit, is that all there is? Isn't that really the question? Is that all there is? Put another way, does existence have a spiritual realm, a spiritual nature to it, of which we can only get a fleeting glimpse? The saints of all ages have have gone to great extents to prepare themselves. You've read the story of the saints going off into the wilderness to fast and fast and fast. They would crawl to the cross on their knees. They would do all sorts of things in order to prepare themselves to receive the glimpse of eternity. Is there meaning to life, that to our existence right here in Montgomery County? Is there meaning to life of which we are only vaguely aware? Does the Creator of the universe really call us to be in relationship with her? Yikes! Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, that's not my notes at all. Let's talk a minute about the DGI. That is deistic gender identification. That is not a theological phrase. I made it up. But you've heard me, and I get a couple of eyebrows raised during the benediction mostly. Peace from God our Father. Peace from her. And someone will say, did he say what I thought he said? Okay, I want to take, this is kind of a parenthetical remark to the passage, but it's really important. Where did our notion, and again, no such thing as a rhetorical question. I'm going to get my phone out, not just see how much time I've got since I was rude enough to do the TikTok with Peggy in the... I told her I'd do that. She believed me too. Okay, why is God almost always referred to in the male gender? Why is that? Okay, King James Bible. Father. Okay. We have a winner. Okay, what does Jesus say about God's existence? God is spirit. And those who worship, and even him, worship him, must worship in spirit and in truth. The facts of the matter are that they lived in an extremely paternalistic culture. There were cultures before and after in which they were female dominated. In Greek and Roman mythology, when I say Greek and Roman mythology, I really mean their religion. Right? There was a whole pantheon of gods, a good many of them, of the female gender. But the male dominance was so profound that God could not be thought of in female terms. That's one reason. The next reason was that one of the earliest needs of the children of Israel, and this harkens to some of the descriptions of God that some find alarming, their need was for a warrior God. The children of Israel, if you read your Old Testament, battled with everyone, didn't they? And so their needs were that of a warrior God. In fact, in one place, God is even described as a man of war. But you can find in Isaiah and the Psalms and other places where God is mentioned as nurturing like a mother nurtures. So we talk about God in male terms, and we can continue to do so because that's, to quote the King James Version, but we understand, don't we understand that God is not a great big male figure in the sky? Or do we? Preferably with long white robes, long beard, beautiful white hair. But get back to the original question. Does the creator of the universe really call us to be in relationship? And our answer is yes. And we can only make that answer with a leap of faith. That's the only way we can answer yes to that question. Pilate then Jesus then tells Pilate, I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. What is that truth that Jesus comes to bear witness to? What is the content of that truth that Jesus comes to bear witness to? It's the truth that you bear witness to every Sunday morning almost in the call to worship. Not before this call to worship, while we're out there. What is that essential truth? For God so loved. The essential truth of our faith is that we have taken the leap to assert boldly that God loves us enough to want to be in relationship with us. So, today was the end of the beginning of the end. You know, they put that up on the screen. Has that been up there all this time? Oh. The end of the beginning of the end. That's our word for the day. Next week begins the Advent season, which is really the beginning of the end of the beginning. Amen.